Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 17th of May of 2022, when I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. I'm going to want to have you want to bear with me for a few minutes. I just got home from an appointment that I had going, but I am. It's good to be with you, of course. And so when we get inside, we'll be all good. And so bear with us for a minute. Yeah. But my dad said that being in India, it's been powerful. And so I wanted to know that to make a note of that. And so a great thing. Make light of in any way, shape, or form. But those things could be a bit going to India. And there's something that I've been craving all day. Pizza. You know what it is, actually? Chicago pizza. Deep dish Chicago pizza. Something I did not have when I was in Chicago. And I've made a confession when it comes to the certain way that I like all of my pizza. Basically every pizza that I like to eat, unless it's like a Little Caesars or someone else's that's just plain pepperoni or ham and pepperoni or whatever. I just shy of need sausage on my pizza. It is not the same without it. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
If you like it. You know what else I don't know? But I need all kinds of crazy vegetables on my pizza besides just a few mushrooms. No peppers. Mushrooms only. That's it.
Mushrooms and sausage?
No other vegetables.
Oh,
touche. You agree there?
I do agree.
Yep. Yep. None of those crazy chives. No tomatoes. Tomato sauce, yeah, but I don't want it to be chunky. And don't be sabotaging my pizza, otherwise it won't be good for you. And turkey sausage on my pizza, do you think that's going to happen? It's not. And in case your listeners are wondering, I do prefer larger slices. Are you the same way?
Yes. Absolutely.
And so, they'd be like, you know you want your pizza, don't you? Of course. And maybe some of you know where a good Chicago deep dish pizza is. You could help a guy out. Old Chicago is not an option for me because, in my mind, because one time I got there at 12. I got there at 12 noon, and this was just a few months before COVID. But because it was before COVID, in my mind, it's even more unexcusable. So I got there at noon. We weren't out of there until 3 o'clock. I don't care if there's 20 people in the party. That's not excusable, is it?
No.
If I go back there again, I will make sure they hear very clearly about it. Because in my mind that was that because that we didn't even, I don't think we saw our pizza before 2 o'clock. And I don't know why that was either. And so, do you see my? Do you see the place to plug it in? Right there. Okay. And so, mind the tie, my shoes. But anyhow, just a little bit of kind of on my mind, you know, just ever since I've been. What you doing in my fridge? Yeah, you were just in there.
I was grabbing you any water.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do I have this stuff made up for burgers as we go out? I think I want two of those cheeseburgers with the buns.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yep, just so you knew what I wanted.
Okay.
Yep. But sorry about that, listeners. Usually I've had everything squared away way before this. But sorry about that. But, yeah, we'll be a little bit shorter tonight. So I want to get down to business in the next few minutes. So that being said, I do want to remind you, please, to go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about my book, our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And, oh, let me tell you, the Lord has been good. All the different miracles that he's done in my life, it's been incredible. It's been really incredible what the Lord has done in my life over the years, all the different things that he's healed me from. And another, you know, stuff like that. And thank God that he would heal me. Thank God for everything that he's done, everything he's going to do. I really do. And I don't make light of it for the least bit. Amen. And I thank God for what he's done for what he continues to do in my life. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, also want to let you know about the going to PayPal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. If this show has been a blessing into your life, honestly, I pray to God that it has been your life over the past 5 years that I've been doing this. It'll be 5 years on July 25th. Monday, July 25th, it will be 5 years that I've been doing this. So we'll have a five-year anniversary special. Would love to have Preacher Man involved. Starting to think about how that is going to pan out. I'm looking forward to it because that'll mean 5 years that I've been sticking to the ministry. All these people. And this, let me tell you, it's been awesome. These last 5 years, everything I've done, and it'll be 5 years officially, and the 25th of July, which also happens to be Christmas and my day. So that in of itself is pretty cool. And so that's a bit about, you know, what the program has been a blessing. I pray it has. And you can sow a seed into the program. Go online to PayPal.com. Sow your seed. In the search bar, you type in River Shukla, which is my name. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, spelled different from the river on the boat or rivers of living water. R-Y-V-E-R-S, Y as in yoga. No, yo-yo, I mean. I almost said yogurt, but if I have Y or I, why? Because I would much rather have some ice cream than a frozen yogurt. I do not like the way they price frozen yogurt. They price it by the ounce, and if you fill that 10-ounce cup up, my goodness, that price jumps real quickly to like $7 to fill it instead of like $4 or $4.50 for a thing of ice cream. I'd rather pay the $4 or $4.50 than the $7. Same with you. Because you've noticed, seeing how high they can go if you fill the yogurt thing up, and they're like dollars higher than the ice creams, aren't they?
Yes, they've taken me by surprise a couple of times.
Was it a place that also had ice cream?
No, it was just one of those self-serving yogurt.
Okay, if it was an ice cream place, here's what I would have done. Dumped it out and replaced it with an ice cream. Because as opposed to just saying no thank you and walking out, you know what I mean? Like I would replace it. You know, besides that, I think the ice cream tastes better, doesn't it?
I agree.
It really does. And I don't get why they have to charge more money for the frozen yogurt. It makes no sense to me. But then again, who cares? It's not as tasty. So that's why I just stay away from it. That's probably why it's out of the mall. It'd be better if it was an actual ice cream place. A donut shop. Hey, Shannon, maybe this is where my donut machine is.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe my donut machine is in that shop.
We could be on to something, Rivers.
Maybe it's my donut shop. Maybe it's the donut machine. Maybe it's where the donut shop's supposed to open. And I don't know it. Maybe it's where the... Or maybe that sweet shop in the Saginaw food court has the donut machine.
Oh, that's another good one.
Maybe they have that donut machine that I dream of. But nonetheless, go online to Rivers to PayPal in the search box, Rivers Shukla. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are capitalized. So please make a note of that. And as I pray, keep in mind, I always pray over your seed. When I get notified that I've received seed, the Lord, of course, and I also pray over the people and over the seed that is sown, because I want to see you blessed. There's a verse that I want to bring your attention tonight, and that is where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not based on the inflation rate. It's not based on the price of gas. It's not based on where the Dow or NASDAQ or S&P or those of you listening in these other countries, your stock market price. It's not based on that. According to his riches and glory. And I thank the Lord for that. I do. And now we're going to sing a couple of songs and get into the word of the Lord for tonight. The view is clear from where I stand. I can see the imprints of God's hand. From who I was to who I'll be, truly his love has delivered me. Blessing us, building us, leading us, guiding us. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you, isn't he good? The biggest, the smallest, the biggest fears, the loving arms of God hears. He answers each and every prayer of every child that is in his care. Blessing us, building us, feeding us, leading us. comes from a bone. Is any good? Is any good? At the knees like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't he done all he said he would? All that we have, all that we are, comes from above. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He met the need like only he could. Faithful and true to me and you. Isn't he good? Faithful and true to me and you. Isn't he good? Faithful and true to me and you. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Burning me. Burning me. Burning me. Holy Ghost fire. Burning me. I look to you now. You're me. Holy Ghost fire. Burning me. Rain on me. Rain on me. Holy Ghost shower. Rain on me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost shower. Rain on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Holy Ghost fire. Burn in me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost fire. Burn in me. Rain. Rain on me. Rain on me. Holy Ghost shower. Rain on me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost shower. Rain on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power, rain on me. On me. I look to you now. You're all I need. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost shower. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost shower. Holy Ghost fire. Breathe on me. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and we lift your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're a miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, now it's good enough that I can do my... Okay. Thank you, Lord God, that you
share with us. Meeting our needs. You know what we need us tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you are calming
the storms that are raging against us. Thank you, Lord God, that I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that calms our raging seas. You're the God that strengthens us. You're the God that heals us. You're the God that delivers us. You know what we have need of. And that's why we put our hope and our trust in you. And we put our faith in you. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you, Lord God, that you're using me tonight to deliver this word to these listeners. And I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners will be able to focus on this word and will put these other distractions aside and be ready to study your word tonight. And I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for that. I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program in your matchless name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I want to make our Bible confession. Amen. Say this with me if you'd like to, listeners, please. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what the word says I can do. I can have what the word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. Me too. I surely believe in the Word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 11. Hallelujah. Proverbs, chapter 11. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just giving you a minute to find it. I'm going to a tad bit slow on purpose, listeners, so that you can't sit there and say, you beat me. Praise God, I'm there. If you're still looking, then I don't know what to tell you. Now, I'm in Proverbs 11, verse 1, NIV. And I'm going to begin reading. The Lord abhors dishonest scales. Accurate weights are his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. With humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath. But righteousness, wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes. All he expected from his power comes to nothing. The righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead. With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor. But through knowledge, the righteous escape. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. A man who lacks judgment divides his neighbor. But a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence. But a trustworthy man keeps a secret. For lack of guidance, a nation falls. But many advisors make victory sure. He who puts up security for another will surely suffer. But whoever refuses to strike hands and pledge is safe. A kind-hearted woman gains respect. But ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself. But a cruel man brings trouble on himself. The wicked man earns deceptive wages. But he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. The truly righteous man attains life, but he who pursues evil goes to his death. The Lord detests men of perverse hearts, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this. The wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Like a gold ring and a pig's snout is beautiful woman who shows no discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. People curse the man who hoards grain. Blessing crowns him who is willing to sell. He who seeks good finds goodwill, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. He who brings trouble on his family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly in the sinner? Chapter 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. Really? The word stupid's in your Bible? Yep. Yep. He who hates correction is stupid, it says, literally. Verse 2. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. A man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife with noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The woods of the wicked lie in wait. For blood. But the speech of the upright rescues them. Wicked men are overthrown and are no more. But the house of the righteous stands firm. A man is praised according to his wisdom. But men of warped minds are despised. To be a nobody and yet have a servant than to pretend to be somebody and have no food. A righteous man cares for the needs of his animals. But the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. He who works his land will have abundant food. But he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. The wicked desire the plunder of evil men. But the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by his sinful talk. But a righteous man escapes trouble. From the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things. As surely as the work of his hand rewards him. The way of a fool seems right to him. But a wise man listens to advice. A fool shows his annoyance at once. But a prudent man overlooks an insult. A truthful witness gives honest testimony. But a false witness tells lies. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a short time. There is deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. A prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fools blurts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor. Anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast his game. But the diligent man prizes his possessions. In the way of righteousness, there is life. A long the path is immortality. So what you see there is all these different comparisons of those who are righteous compared to the wicked. And what you see there, folks, is that those who are wise and righteous, they have it so much better than those who are wicked. And and Proverbs has a lot of good lessons in it. There's some, and it can be repetitive, I know, but there's like a lot of different nuggets to it. And so and what you see Proverbs is the way God thinks about things. And he says, you know, this is right, that is wrong. And so one of the things that I think is important you see in this book is Proverbs is where it says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. It didn't say, go sit there with the evil, go sit there, drink their beer, and enjoy their folly and all that. No. Depart from them. Now depart from the evil. Then don't be like them. Be just. Be godly. Be, you know, the God kind of wisdom. Now, this God kind of wisdom doesn't mean fearful of everything that comes, or anxious. If you were one of those people who during COVID that decided to just go out there, buy the whole store stock of toilet paper. Oh, Shannon, did you ever hear about these stories where they had a whole big shipment of toilet paper at some of these stores and then it was gone in 10 minutes? You did?
Yeah, I've heard of those. And I struggled really hard to find a store that even had toilet paper in stock. It was insane.
Did you know any of those hoarders?
No.
Well, I heard a story about someone whose aunt hoarded toilet paper, and literally she probably had enough for 2 years.
I've heard of that.
A year later, she still had enough for another year. What's the most you heard of someone buying? Enough for 2 years?
Yeah, I think that...
Maybe 3 years even?
No, I heard the story of the two-year one, and I'd say that's probably the most.
Some of them probably still got it. Still got some.
Of course.
I can just see someone 10 years from now, like in 2020. Yeah, like in 2030 or 2040 even. Hey, Grandma, why do we still have a room full of toilet paper? Well, you know, Johnny, in 2020, they had this thing that came around, and we had to stock up. And, well, I robbed a shaman truck.
Oh, man.
And, Johnny, it really wasn't a wise thing to do, but I felt like we had to stop her. Yeah, man. Oh, my goodness. But anyhow, though, like no, listeners, I'm not saying you had to do that. If you did that, then, well, then it's on you. But, you know, I heard Dr. Rodney Howard Brown tease from his pulpit and say, now I heard this weeks later, but right before the lockdown started, when everyone was buying up all that toilet paper, and so he teased about it from his pulpit and say, if you have to go use the restroom, the toilet paper is for you to wipe with. That's it. And he said, do not steal the roll. He teased about it because, for all he knows, someone might have tried to take one. Like the roll that's in the bathroom. He said, do not steal the roll. That's funny that he said that from the pulpit, isn't it? So he kind of was joking about it and being like, no, we don't do that. We have the God kind of wisdom. And we walk by faith, not by fear. And honestly, all this wisdom stuff, it's God's wisdom. Like this wisdom stuff that we've been reading about, listeners, and, you know, about a wise man does this, you know, he was righteous, does this, he was wicked, you know, does. Otherwise, you see, it's much better, listeners, to live the way that God, to do what God has called us to do. And I read about, talk about how when the fools are rich, people cry. The city will cry. But when the righteous are rich, the city will rejoice. Amen. And so I don't know about you, but I choose to live the way of God over the other way. I don't plan to fall astray. I plan to make heaven because I don't want to fall astray. My plan is to make heaven. That's what I honestly and truthfully plan on doing is making heaven. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would pay attention to what your word is telling us. That we would have your kind of, that we would be righteous people. and that we would stop being wicked, that we would stop being greedy. Those of us who are that way, those of us and those people that do not know you that are tuning into this program, may they give their life to you right now. In your name, Jesus. Whatever country they're in, whatever time zone they're on, may they give their life to you right now. In your mighty name, Jesus. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night. So long, everyone.